The Westfalls had dreams of a ranch resort where they could retire. Then tragedy struck, and the plans for the ranch became a dream that inspires thousands who come here each year. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon Garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The mountains around Taos, New Mexico are beautiful scenery year-round. Kate German says that backdrop brought a family here with big dreams.
Back in the mid-60s, Angel Fire was just a ranching community. There wasn't really anything here. Dr. Victor Westfall, he was actually a historian. He was a PhD. He and his wife, Jean, had purchased an 800-acre ranch with intent to build a resort here.
But in May of 1968, the family received word their son, David Westfall, a U.S. Marine, had been killed in Vietnam. All of their plans for this land suddenly changed.
They wanted to do something to honor his memory, and they tossed around several ideas, one of which was to set up a scholarship fund, but they felt that wasn't permanent enough, and it was Gene Westfall's idea to build a chapel in his honor.
They began construction of that chapel in September of 1968 on the land where they had planned to build the resort.
It was just a grassroots project with the family funding it with their own money. They used David's life insurance policy as seed money, and a lot of the construction work was done with the help of volunteers.
Doc Westfall had a background in home construction, so he did much of the work himself.
Whenever they needed more funds in order to support the building of the chapel, they would sell off pieces of the land that had been intended for the resort. So they started with 800 acres that was originally the Val Verde Ranch. By the time they were all finished, they had just retained 5 acres.
Those 5 acres on a prominent hilltop are today much more than a chapel to honor their son. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCray.